Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Joyce Keller back with you. One more fun-filled 30 minutes of airtime, and I do appreciate this so much at Blog Talk Radio. Has us on every Wednesday, 3:30 in the New York area to 4 o'clock and wherever else you may be hearing it. And Blog Talk Radio is so terrific because they will continue to play it until you're nauseous. I'm Joyce Keller, and my website is joycekeller.com, that's joycekeller.com. So welcome to all our new and faithful, loyal, past listeners, and to all of your comments that are coming in and have been coming in, all the questions about world affairs, personal questions. I'm sorry, we still can't take phone calls, but I can take your emails. So here are the emails. Here's the email address. It's Joyce Keller TV Radio at gmail.com. And if you send it right now, I'll see it. And I, plus I have like hundreds that have come in during the week, and I'm going to be addressing as many of those as possible. Just so you know who I am, if you're a new listener, welcome. I'm a psychic medium. I know suddenly everybody's a psychic medium. Well, I've been doing this for my whole life, so I'm ahead of the pack. And I've been doing it longer, and I'd like to think with great integrity. Since I was a little kid, actually, my mother was a great medium and psychic, and she trained me from an early age. She, even before I started school, you know, we were involved in mysticism since I took my first breath. So let me see if anybody can outdo that. I saw James Van Vard on a show last week, and he said that he basically started the whole psychic movement. Well, that was really not right because I was out there way before him. Plus a whole ton of other people, like, you know, the list is too long to go into. Edgar Casey, everybody. I think Edgar Casey really started it, quite honestly. But there was Madame Blavatsky, and there was a whole gang of very dedicated light workers bringing light onto this planet. We badly need light. You know, there's so much out there that is causing negativity and fear. We need love, not fear. So don't be afraid. When you read all these or hear about all these predictions about volcanoes and Mount Etna and all of that, well, you know, some of it may happen, but a lot of it happens because of the free will of the people on the planet. We're helping to manifest that negativity. So we have to be very positive and say, no, Mount Etna is not going to go off, and we're not going to have all those train wrecks that are predicted and everything else. We're going to do just the opposite. Now we're going to be safe. Okay, the earth is erupting. That is true. But we can contain it. We can make it much less so. Like this whole thing with Maui and all of that. All of that can be decreased. And it's with positive energy. Now the people in Maui were caught off guard. I think they did not realize the negative intention that was coming. But you haven't heard the end of Maui. God bless the Salvation Army and the few people who are in there helping to get those people's lives back together. In the meantime, Zelensky is asking for more money to be sent to the Ukraine. We've sent billions of dollars there already, and like $20 to Maui, which is part of the United States. Maybe it's more than $20. But the fact is that why send money to Ukraine if our own people are in such dire straits? That's the first thing I wanted to ask you. The emails are coming in. Okay. First question. Okay, again, to introduce myself, I do psychic mediumship readings. Go to my website, Joyce Keller TV. That was joycekeller.com, and my email address is joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. You can always email me there, and I will respond. Okay, the first question is, will there be three decades of dynamic change, shift of the earth on its axis. Yes, 2020 to 2050, absolutely. Tremendous changes. But you know what? All of that can be decreased. And with positive energy, don't live in a place of fear. You say, oh, we're going to die. No, you know, try to be positive about it. Don't add to it. Okay. Yes, there is another virus coming. And again, we can say we're not going to accept it. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to take care of our immune systems. We are not going to allow another virus to destroy our lives. But people are still trying to get back on their feet. I mean, they'll just be restoring their restaurants or their small businesses. And there you go again. There's another virus coming to smack us down. Don't let it happen. You can do this because humans really do have control of the planet. And we can say, no, we're going to stay healthy and strong, and we're not going to allow this to happen again. We're not going to allow someone like Fauci to take over again. Man needs to go to jail. Okay. Absolutely. Okay, here's another question about a new pope. Yes, there's a new coming. This one is going to be going. And he could be of either Asian or African. He's dark-skinned. He may be black. But this guy is not the last pope. Anyone who says, oh, this is the last pope, now we're all going to die. Oh, please. You know, don't think along those lines. We have questions about the power grid. Is the power grid going to go down? I feel the power grid around the world, we all have separate power grids. It's not just one big power grid. It's one big power grid and then minor power grids also. So you might have some small shutdowns, and there may be some time of darkness. That's altogether dependent upon human interaction and desire and what you're thinking about. So you should be prepared. Definitely have food and water if you're lucky. And you have a little property, or you have a place in your sunroom or back room where you can grow some veggies. That would be, get rid of the geraniums and grow some carrots. Okay. Grow something you can eat if you have to. Because you know what? It's impossible to make predictions. Again, I'm JoyceKeller.com. Okay. Dear Joyce, more questions about the power grid. Famine in Africa, absolutely. Yes. Did you realize 20,060 U.S. Split north and south? Yes. Around, I do see that around 2060, there's definitely a split in the United States between the north and the south. And there's also possibly a joining up of Canada. And then sometime after that, like after 2063, 2065, there may be some attacks in China. China may be flexing its muscles in our direction. So again, you need positive energy, smart thinking, smart preparation. We're going to have, after that, there's peace until around 2075. So that will last quite a long time. Okay. Personal question. Gina is asking about John L. Will she ever receive an engagement ring? Yes, Gina, Christmas time. I see a big rock on your hand. Well, it's not that big. It's good. It's a good size. Again, speaking to the general populace, don't vibrate from a place of fear. That's just going to add to all the, I cannot believe the negative vibrations on the planet. You have to start thinking positively. Oh, a lot of it is genuinely physical. And it comes down to drugs and poor administration, like what's happening in San Francisco and New York City. It's a mess. It smells of marijuana everywhere you go. It's just all kinds of fentanyl and drug overdoses. Absolutely. That's poor administration. So we need to have different people running the cities. And we need to influence our administration and say, this is unacceptable. I don't want to have to step over drunk or dead people when I walk down the street. This is completely not what America or any country should be about. Yes, it's important to go to the ocean. Why is it important to go to the ocean? Because of the negative ion exchange of energy, so it will make you feel better. Don't go in the water, but stay close to the ocean. A lot of questions coming up about riptides in the ocean pulling people out. They can't get back in. Yes, all of that is true. Unusual weather, unusual water conditions in the oceans. Okay. So, again, welcome to the Joyce Keller Show. I'm Joyce. Today is September 20th, 2023. And the moon slipped into the sign of Sagittarius, feeling a little bit more generous. You might go out and buy a new car. Oh, you know, I have to laugh at this whole electric car thing. Oh, I told you, every time you pass a charging station, if you can find one, it's going to be filled with trucks and buses, and then you have to wait. It's really a mess. And then what do you do with the battery after 5 years when the battery runs down? There's no place you can start it. Okay. If you would like a healing, a lot of people are writing in about healing requests. Absolutely. I have a healing altar. I will be more than thrilled. My team and I will be very happy to address your healing requests. Just write to my email address, joycekellertvradio@gmail.com, and send me your healing request. If you'd like information about me or about my services, go to my website, joycekeller.com. Okay, let's see what's happening. We have more questions. Thank you. Thank you for sending questions. Okay, ignore negative news. Yes, you said that already. And it's pulling down the energy of the planet, most definitely. Okay, so we have, as a result of the negativity on the planet, mostly thanks to the wonderful web that I really love, a lot of negative energy out there. It's causing shifts of the energy on the planet, unusual weather. Yes, okay, HARP and other insidious factions are contributing to it, but it's also the way we feel. How do you feel when you wake up? Try to feel as positive as possible. Do some grounding. Put your feet in some grass or some ground somewhere. Make sure there are no things crawling around. All the negativity on the planet is causing very worrisome moods. What is your mood like? How do you feel? Say, well, you know, so-and-so just died or my relationship broke up. Yeah, you know, all of that is like part of life. You have to say, I'm going to move on now. I'm going to start feeling better. Say, well, you know, my mother died. Well, that's really, we can't get over things like that. I mean, there's so many things that are hard to get over. But you have to do the best you can because all those people that we lose, and you know I do spirit communication, all the people that we lose are doing fine. They are happy. They're communicating with each other. Don't try to communicate with them before. Give them 2 weeks to readjust, 2 weeks of our time. They have no time. They don't know. Give them at least two weeks to go through the panorama and the cleansing process and the cleansing water and the life review and all the things they have to do on the other side, or they may choose to sleep for a long, long time, in which case you won't hear from them for a while. Then all of a sudden you'll start dreaming about them, or you'll hear from them, you'll get a message, so you'll get something. But give it at least 2 weeks. Now, I know some people cross over quickly and they are in communication quickly, as was my husband because he was so involved in spirit work with me. When he crossed over, he was helping me make his own funeral arrangements. I swear to you, that's true. He was standing right out of body, right next to me. And the coroner and the undertaker, I don't remember, were right there at the table with me. We were making arrangements for his departure. And he was saying, don't let them take advantage of you. Jack, I've got this. Don't worry. They said, who are you talking to? I said, nobody. It was my husband. He crossed over quickly and he was helping me. Okay, so he comes to me a lot, and I said, Jack, would it be okay with you if I start dating again? And he said, absolutely. He said, I don't want you to be lonely. He said, I know you by yourself. I said, okay, thank you. But I did want to ask his permission first, because if he wants to keep me living like Mother Teresa, I cannot. I will respect that. I'll respect that. But he said, no, it's okay if I date. I said, thank you. Kraft cheese. Yes, Kraft cheese recalled their 16-ounce packages of, gee, I love those Kraft singles. Okay, the Kraft singles were recalled. Oh, that's so sad. Somebody's telling me about that. Because particles of unknown substances were in their processed cheese product. That's not even cheese. We don't know what that is. It melts. We're happy. You can eat it by itself. What the heck is it? Nobody knows. Here's my favorite story of the week. Okay. I wish I had something that said da-da-da-da-da. Okay. In Alaska, there was a Krispy Kreme truck. And the Krispy Kreme truck driver got out to make a delivery. Apparently, he left his truck doors open, because when he came back, he found two big bears in his truck eating the Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't blame them, because those donuts, so they used to be delicious. I don't know if they're as delicious as they used to be, but the bears are not that discriminating. So he came back, and there were two big bears eating all his donuts. They just tore the boxes open, and they're eating donuts. So he was just standing there waiting for them to finish. They took about a half an hour. And then the bears got out, and they went to Starbucks. Well, I don't know about that. I'm assuming that's where they went, because, you know, you like to have a little coffee after you have the donut. So he saw them walk away. He was left with basically nothing to deliver in Alaska. They shouldn't be eating donuts anyway. They should be exercising and eating something more nutritious. Everyone likes a little Krispy Kreme, cream-filled, chocolate-covered donut. Okay, Disney. Ugh, one of my least favorite places in the world. Disney is going to spend over $60 billion, with a B, $60 billion to revamp their parks. Why? Because their business has fallen off so badly. So they're going to have more screaming rides. Rides that cause more screaming because they're not doing so well. Okay. So good luck. Why don't they do something? Why don't these companies ask the public what's wrong? Why are we not doing well? Instead of having 9 or 10 people they hire as business consultants to figure out what's wrong, ask the public, say, why don't you come here anymore? Well, we'll tell you. We hate you. We don't we don't like the rides that you have. This is what we want. Okay, then we'll tell them. We'll tell them exactly. Okay, somebody's writing in, what is long, L-O-N-G, long COVID? Okay, long COVID is, what my guys are telling me is that long COVID is when COVID lasts longer than 12 weeks. And you have a little problem with your immune system, and you can't get over the infection. Well, now they're saying, you know, ivermectin is not that bad. Sunshine, fresh air, fresh water. Most of all, watch your diet. Keep up the vitamin C and the D3. I'm not giving medical advice, because I'm not allowed to do that. But I can tell you what I would do. I would make sure I take vitamin C. That's the most important thing. I take at least 3,000 a day. That's like only 3 tablets. And that's what it's called, basic maintenance, just to get you by. And if you can get time release, that's even better. Let's see. So you have vitamin C, and also to protect your immune system, vitamin D3. Remember, D2 is just for vegetarians. It's not that good. I take C, D3, and K2. Nobody talks about K2. K2 is so, so important. You have to take it along with D3. Okay, let's go over that again. I personally would take 3,000 units of vitamin C for my immune system, and I would take D3, which is usually one, with one K2. If you're very smart, you go to Amazon, you get them, get the K2 and the D3 together. You can get it combined. It should always be taken together along with C and watch your diet. Why don't hospitals tell us that? Why doesn't your doc tell you that? Why aren't we getting more natural cures? Why are we just being given more prescriptive drugs? Stop with the drugs. Try to figure out how you can do it with diet, how you can purify, how you can cleanse your diet and make you feel better and look better, sleep better, avoid inflammation. Okay. This is really sad. Why are website influencers, do we all know what influencers are? Those are the people who run they have something so smart like on TikTok or wherever to say and to share. The influencers are basically running society. And young people who are growing up, who are thinking about their future careers, instead of saying they want to be astronauts or doctors, they say they want to be influencers. Oh, God, that is sad. Oh, okay. Over 3 decades of dynamic change. Yes, we already spoke about that. From 2020 to 2050, the world will change. It's going to be a little rough next year, 2024, especially if you get around like the beginning of the year isn't that bad, and it kind of gets to be a little bit worse. Let's see what else is happening. Okay. This is very interesting. There's a question here about a lot of questions coming. I can't keep up with this. I only have a half an hour. What are, okay, in Australia, this is really true. They have started printing out 3D salmon. They are printing out edible salmon, which they swear on their mother's grave is going to be as nutritious as regular salmon, and they're making it on a 3D printer. Yes, you heard that right. Living in Australia, they said it tastes the same, it looks the same. I said, my guides are telling me you can't tell the difference, but it's made on a 3D printer. That's crazy. Okay, let's talk about rare pink diamonds. Yes, diamonds, a girl's best friend. In Western Australia, they found a place called the Argyle Mine, and they have 1.3 billion years ago, these diamonds were first started to be formed. That's how old they are. And the colored diamonds that they're finding, don't go rushing off to Argyle, Australia to find diamonds. Colored diamonds in all kinds of colors. They're magnificent. They're much more valuable than the clear diamonds, which, to tell you the truth, I was happy with the clear one. My husband gave me a lovely clear diamond ring. Okay, when we were engaged. Okay, the next generation of CRISPR technology. Very important question. The next generation of CRISPR technology. What's involved? Genome editing and cell therapy. Yes, it should replace radiation and chemotherapy. Absolutely. You know, I'm not going to tell you. If your doctor says you should have chemotherapy, well, radiation is going away in high-button shoes. Thank God. That was really a disaster. Okay. So CRISPR, CRISPR technology, which is gene editing, is going to be replacing it. So that's really a good thing. It's coming. It's already in the first steps of genetic editing. So if your doctor is really on top of it, and God forbid you have cancer, they're going to have cell therapy. So you might want to ask him. The very advanced hospitals, like in New York City, are already starting to use it. So if you go to a small hospital, you may not really have the technology that will help you. But, you know, you decide. Again, I can't interfere. I can only tell you. Somebody said, who are you? JoyceKeller.com. Everything is in there. If you want to contact me while we're on the air or after, I do free readings on the air. JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. CRISPR technology. Okay. Let's see what's next. Plankton. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Will plankozoans from the sea replace, okay, tiny sea animals, which are called plankozoans, okay, I'm turning into it now, will eventually, yes, absolutely, they will be able to cure cancer as well. We have many cures for cancer coming along. So hang in there. If you have cancer and you're feeling discouraged, I don't blame you. Don't be discouraged. It'll work itself out. Stay positive. Watch your diet. Read books about how people cure their cancers without, I'm not going to say it, but the natural cures. Let's say that. Sushi. Someone's asking about sushi. Don't eat it. Do you know why? Even the cooked sushi is not good because the knife, even the cooked sushi, like California rolls, were close to the raw sushi. Now, the problem with raw sushi, and even the Japanese people who know about this and who prepare it are not eating it because the raw sushi contains flukes, F-L-U-K-E-S. Those are the parasites that get into all of sushi. So don't eat it. We all love sushi. Don't eat it, okay? I told you twice. Even the California rolls, which I happen to love, don't eat them. Put a little wasabi on it. Don't eat it. It's a shame, right? Okay. Google, DeepMind, okay, AI research is supposed to predict health conditions before they manifest in the body. Okay, Google's DeepMind, yes, it's true. It's coming along. AI research will be able to predict what your body may bring on to itself. I have a better idea than that. Suppose you say to your higher conscious, I will not accept anything that is detrimental to my precious body. I love this body. All right, it's just temporary, but I still love it. It has to last me a few years. Like I'm about 100 or so. Okay, so Google's Deep Mind. Let me spell that for you. D-E-E-P, I can Deep Mind, M-I-N-D, is the AI research that is supposedly able to predict what health conditions you're going to have. In other words, it's implanting into your head that you're going to get whatever. I would say that's not going to happen. Okay, I would rise above that. I don't think that's a good idea. Financial money crash, banks, and so forth. Probably not until October or November of 2024. I have to tell you, 2024 is going to be a rough ride. So dig your heels in, get ready, stay positive. Don't listen to anything negative. Okay, gas prices. Are they going to be coming down? Not while this administration is in office. As long as you have a company in there, the gas prices are going to continue to go up. Joe Biden is probably going to be running again. I think they can't kill him. Okay. He may win. He may not. It's impossible to say. I wouldn't even try. Do debris from planes. Okay. They found debris from planes in South Carolina. Is that the missing jet, F-35 fighter jet? Absolutely, yes. More questions coming in. Zelensky, back in the United States, asking for money. I say help Hawaii first. After Hawaii is back on its feet, then you can help whatever you want to do. But don't give – Zelensky's a multi-zillionaire. Yes, and they're coming here and asking for money. All he does is ask us for money. He wouldn't give us the right time of day if we asked him. What is the happiest, best place to live in the United States? Reno, Nevada, supposedly. I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know. But my guys are telling me Reno. Okay, my love to all of you. I love you all so much. Thank you for being with me. Until next time, don't drive fast so your angels can fly. I love you guys. This is Keller.com. Thank you. Bye.